With the IHG One Rewards Premier Business Credit Card, earn up to 200,000 bonus points. Limited time offer ending April 30th. Visit ihg.com/businesscard. Cards issued by JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC. Offers subject to change. Terms apply.
DR Power Equipment has given homeowners the power to do more. With powerful field and brush mowers capable of clearing acres of grass and brush. Trimmers that deliver up to 5 times more power than any ordinary handheld model. And chippers that turn nuisance brush piles into beneficial mulch. Start doing more this season with equipment from DR Power. Visit drpower.com today and shop the sale.
Let's talk about this. The rollback of DEI, the rollback of corporate involvement with Black organizations. You are in the crossfires of that because you work with a lot of corporations and you have a Black event, right?
Yeah.
Has that impacted you? What's your thoughts on this? Because a lot of times people just hear this, but it doesn't really matter if it doesn't impact you personally. Yeah. So you, as somebody that's operating at a high level and have a lot of corporate relationships, what's your thoughts on everything that's been happening?
Yeah, you know, our business has over $40 million in revenue. Half of it is AfroTech, half of it is media. So on the media side, revenue is up. Like, all these consumer advertisers are completely like capping when it comes to DEI. Like, it's very much a political fodder. But when it comes to their bottom line and their top line, you have to invest in Black audiences and consumers. Like, we are where growth is. Multicultural is where growth is. They already have the white consumers. So they can't put their foot off the gas and not advertise to us. Now, how they advertise, that shifts slightly. But actually, the tariffs are having a bigger impact on the media business than the D&I executive orders.
How so?
Yeah, so the D&I executive order was basically saying, like, you can't have preferential treatment. So all the programs and, you know, these big commitments of we're going to spend $100 million on Black-owned media, like, they weren't honoring those anyways. So nothing really changed. Like, you were already going to spend what you were going to spend with me, regardless of what you said you were going to do. Mm. So nothing changed on our end. For the tariffs require people to be more risk adverse because they're not quite sure what's going to happen. And Trump is changing his mind constantly. I mean, literally Friday afternoon, like, dude, what are you doing? You know, so they're, when people become unstable, they become more risk averse. They become slower. You know, they're slower with payment terms. They're slower with, are we going to release this product line? Are we not going to release this product line? Advertising is tied to campaigns and launches. So if things get held up because things are stuck in the ports or whatever, that impacts how much they're willing to spend on advertising those products and services.
That's interesting. I mean, and the other side of it, and we've seen it as well, especially in media, when there's uncertainty, when people are unsure, then they go to trusted sources for news. Have you seen an uptick, obviously, in your space during this, I don't even know, this 100 days?
Yeah,
post-election, right?
Exactly. Traffic's up. I mean, media companies do well under Trump because he's chaos. You kind of have to, you have to stay involved. Yeah. And because people know they can't trust mainstream media anymore, they're looking for alternative platforms like y'all. I mean, I'm sure your traffic on your YouTube is probably skyrocketing. I saw Roland Martin.
He's good for business.
He's good for business. He's not good for society, but he is good
for there's the distinction. Thank you. Thank you for drawing that line.
But I do think, I mean, even Roland Martin, I think, had like 300,000 subscribers in like 90 days. You know, these are crazy numbers, but it's because people are looking for reliable sources of people they trust that they know they're going to get the truth from.
Yeah. I saw that you began investing into the stock market at the age of 13, which I think is amazing. What lessons from investing so early have you taken into your media empire?
Cash is king. You know, the more cash you can sit on, the more you can take advantage when the moment strikes.
Yes.
You know, I've done 3 acquisitions in the last, you know, 5 years of Black-owned businesses. The only reason we've been able to do that is because we had cash waiting for a moment that made sense for us. And then the other thing is, like, when it comes to investing, you know, I've also raised venture funding, which, you know, you guys have talked about quite a bit. So I raised over $12 million. you got to treat every dollar that you get as your last, and you got to figure out how you're going to flip it. That's the same thing with investing. When you get those moments where you have unreasonable gains, you got to take some chips off the table.
For sure.
Do not get greedy. Okay. And if we had listened to that, we all would be doing really well right now. If we had sold in November, December, being like, this is looking pretty darn good. And now that money would be worth basically 60, 70% more because the stocks are down. So you sold at the high, plus you're getting everything at the low. That's a double win.
So can you walk us through like some of your acquisitions that you made?
Yeah, for sure.
Companies?
Yeah, the first one I bought was Travel Noir. So Travel Noir was an Instagram brand. They had group trips, which was amazing. They did trips in Bahia and Johannesburg and Amalfi Coast with little, you know, grandmas cooking pasta and stuff. And they had no media brand. Well, what we know is that Black travelers have huge discretionary income and are like really growing because millennials and Gen Z, we spend on experiences way more than our parents did. So I was like, all right, how do I build out Blavity in a way where we're off of interest groups, not just being Black, but like what Black people are interested in? And travel is one of them. So we bought Travel Noir. That was like 2017. I talk about it in my book, Rewriting Your Rules. And then the other brand that we bought was Shadow and Act. Same, but for entertainment in Hollywood. You know, Black people watch more TV than any other demographic in the country. And we just love TV. And we love watching TV as an activity with other people, which is different. So that was the second brand we bought. And then 2 years ago, I bought a brand called R&B House Party, which is a traveling party series, so that we could build out Blavity Fest, which is our new festival, which will be in Atlanta at the end of May, with 2 Chainz and Kirk Franklin and all types of programming around Black wealth. So just starting out our experiential business on the Blavity side, which is super important for our business.
Yeah, you referenced the book, Rewrite Your Rules. Let's talk about it. You said master yourself, master your method, master your growth. Break that down for us.
Yeah, you know, I'm from St. Louis originally, and nobody really told me the game. What they told me was you work hard, you get a good job, you go to school, the best education you can get, and like it should all work out. And that's just not true. There are so many people watching this where it's like you did all the things. You like had the good job and you did all the things that you did what was right. And we're watching a system more so today than ever before where the people who are making the rules, they're making them for all of us to follow, but they're not even following them. So what do you do? You know, you have to decide for yourself how you want to interact in that kind of system. So this book is basically a framework to help you figure out, well, if success isn't like do all these things and then you get this golden egg at the end, what is my definition of success? And how do I get there? What is the strategy and the frameworks that I need to have in order to do it? So it really is a workbook and a playbook for people to be able to do that, you know, leveraging all the ups and downs of Blavity and the things that I've done. But more importantly, like, whether you're a career 9-to-5er or an entrepreneur, like you can do what you want to do, but you have to define it for yourself.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.